I want to welcome to the show right now Julia Schwartz-Leeper, who is the executive director of Elder House Adult Day Center, located right here in Norwalk. And I want to welcome you into the studio as well, Julia. Thank you for your time today. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Melissa. It's really great to be here.
So I want to start off with, what is Elder House Adult Day Center? For people who have not heard about you folks, what is it that you do? How long have you been around? All those good things.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity. Elder House has been around for 48 years.
Wow.
In Norwalk. But having been around that long, still a lot of people don't know what it is we do. They think we're residents. And Adult Day is a really special kind of program, and Elder House is one of the best. I say that unbiased because I've run 5 different Adult Day programs.
Really?
Because I'm really passionate about it. And our whole mission is to help older people stay in their own homes as long as possible. And part of that mission is to really support the caregiver and give them a break so they can be in their own home without caring for someone, and also to give the person an opportunity to socialize and be out making friends and just interacting with life despite whatever challenges they have.
I mean, it sounds like the same sort of goals, but more, you have, I think, more flexibility with time as like a senior center. I mean, you're not only helping the caregivers, but you're also, I would think, keeping people more mentally active, more socially active. Correct, Julia?
Absolutely. And I think through the pandemic, we really highlighted and learned how dangerous it is to be isolated.
Sure.
And older people are often, hopefully, cared for, but they become really isolated. So I'm glad you brought up a senior center, because I've run senior centers and I love them. I think they're incredibly valuable. Adult Day is different in that the people who come to us often have cognitive impairments, you know, Alzheimer's disease or something, some other dementia, or physical impairments that don't allow them to participate in something like a senior center.
Interesting.
So we do senior center activities, but we surround them with the care that they need. If they need help going to the bathroom, if they need assistance cutting up their food. But the whole environment is one of fun and social activities and all those. And we have a nurse on staff. We're one of the few state certified medical and social models. So we
Kudos
have all
to
those
you. That's
services.
Amazing. Wow.
Including showering and personal care. So some people, you know, as caregivers can't shower them. We have some women who have husbands who are 6'2" and they don't have the right kind of shower. We can do all those things
wow.
at Elder House. But when you come in, you see music, art, children coming in, all kinds of people from the community, and you don't really realize that this care is just surrounding them so they can have fun and interact.
That's amazing. And what would you say, Julia, is your age range? Because when you talk about cognitive care, I mean, you're not now talking about just seniors per se, right? I mean, you could have people, I would think, even in their 40s and 50s who could use Adult Day.
Yes, that's the sad truth.
Right.
We have a lot of people in their 60s, 60 to 100, mm-hmm. but we do have a few people who are even younger. And mm-hmm. if we feel like they will fit into our group, our social group, we welcome them. Right now, we do have someone who's much younger.
Wow.
And we try to give people a role so people interact and support each other in the program. And it's really incredible to see the social interaction that's possible when there's support.
And we have Julia here, who is the executive director of Elder House Adult Day Center right here in Norwalk. Take me to Elder House right now, Julia. Tell me what's going on. What would an average day look like there? What are some of the activities going on?
So if you ever want to see what our activities look like, you can always go to our website at elderhouse.org. We have a packed schedule. So I think you're probably familiar with people in nursing homes or even assisted living, sitting and sleeping. Nobody sleeps at Elder House. We keep them really busy from 8:30 to 3:30. We vary from cognitive activities, just some interaction and discussion groups, to physical activities from yoga, to light weights, to just all kinds of physical activities. We do things like bowling. We do games. We do Jeopardy. And I hate to admit it, but we play bingo. People love bingo.
I love bingo. I don't know why bingo gets such a shaft. It's a timeless game, and there's a reason why everybody, no matter what age, loves bingo. Just ask my six-year-old. He'll tell you. No matter what age, you can be 6 or 96, bingo is a staple. So I think that's great. You better have bingo.
Absolutely.
I'm with you.
True. That and Jeopardy.
Yes, absolutely.
And we have a lot of intergenerational programs. And the kid, you're right. The kids love bingo and love Jeopardy, and it's wonderful to see them do these activities with the older adults because they learn how to interact with older people,
Amazing.
What they have to offer them, and they allow our clients to be able to participate on a
yes.
higher level.
I love that. I love that. And Julia, you have an upcoming event actually in April. Tell us about that. What's going on?
So we are really excited. On April 3rd, we are having a night at the aquarium. And this is the first time we've done an event like this, but we are highlighting our community partners. Because as I've alluded to, we couldn't do the work we do or just the work we do. Part of what's important is to bring the community to our clients. So we have an incredible relationship with Greens Farms Academy, and those children are just really special. They come every Friday. They really create bonds with our clients, like individual bonds. And again, they surround them with support, and they just have fun.
Mm.
The kids have fun. Our clients have fun. It's really a beautiful thing. So we wanted to honor them. And Sue Walensky, who is the head of that program, we just are indebted to her and to our magical kids. So we're honoring her. And then we're also honoring Rick Tavella, who is one of our longtime board members who owns Rick's Main Roofing and is just, he keeps our building going and is just an incredibly generous community person. So we're very excited about it. We're going to be at the aquarium. We get to see the jellies and the new octopus. And we have the kids who are going to sing and entertain us. And it's going to be a really fun evening.
It's so exciting. It's coming up April 3rd. And again, if you want more information on the event or anything having to do with Elder House Adult Day Center, be sure to check out their website, elderhouse.org. Again, elderhouse.org. And Julia, I want to thank you for what you do and also for coming in studio to share all this information with our listeners. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Melissa. Really a pleasure.
You're very welcome. Julia Schwartz-Leeper, again, Executive Director of Elder House Adult Day Center in Norwalk. Again, for more information and to learn more about their upcoming event in April, go to elderhouse.org.